From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Two top dairy groups do not agree on the Dairy Pride imitation dairy product labeling bill. If passed, Dairy Pride would prohibit imitation dairy products from using milk on their labels. International Dairy Foods Association President Michael Dykes says they have members on both sides of the issue. He told the House Ag Committee neither the FDA or any state or federal court have ruled soy, almond, or any other imitation milk products as misleading. The National Milk Producers Federation supports the bill, saying this would enforce existing FDA rules that milk has to come from mammals, not plants. A new national cover crop research initiative will focus on what cover crops best improve soil health. Field trials will take place in five regions across the U.S. to evaluate which species of cover crops improve crop performance and enhance the soil over a broad range of environments. The project includes representatives from the seed industry, the Department of Agriculture, and the NRCS, as well as land-grant universities and an existing legume cover crop breeding team. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Pesticide Registration Enhancement Act of 2017 by a voice vote. The bill reauthorizes the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act of 2003. The current pesticide industry fee-for-service program expires September 30th. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.